This Schloss, it means the castle. So this is Castle Oberhoven on the Lake Thun. On the other side is the Interlaken. It's, in this cage, they used to keep the last virgin. Well, virgins don't last very long with the nobility, I guess, eh? Bunch of rapists with their prime noctus, the first rite. Getting their pharaonic genetics all over into us. And I probably see some things here when I look at it later. Well, that looks reptilian-like on top. What's that? Ah, the sun hieroglyph around the neck. And, well, let's have a look. So there's the lake. You see the lake there. And to the left side is Thun, and to the right side, Thun is on the lake, and on the right side is Bern. Here are three rings for Isis, Horus and Seth. There's also three sort of pyramids here. And this here is the Fleur de Lis, the symbol of the aristocracy. One of the symbols. Oh, that's fascinating. This is the symbol that I think Osiris is having on his head. Yeah, that's Osiris. Well, there it is. I'm sorry, it is Isis, of course, with the sun in the middle. And this is Osiris. He's got the thing here for the circumcision on his head. So you can see that the aristocracy, the nobility, they are the pharaohs. That's where they went to. And this is why the Europeans, they have so much pharaonic genetics in their blood. So you saw that the nobility at the castle in Switzerland here, and here you can see it on her head, and it's all a matriarchy. It's all female dominated, you know. It's all about Isis and Seth, or Sethon, or Satan. Oh, he's the guy who says us all. And Horus, that's Jesus. I mean, that's us. Well, he's not on this picture. It's man on a cross. He can't move his, he can't defend himself. It's forbidden because he got his hands spiked to the cross. He can't run away because his feet are nailed as well. He can just nod his head and say, yes, darling, no, darling. Yes, Isis, no, Isis. Yes, Mr. Judge, I never do it again. Well, what did I do in the first place? Yeah. So there it is, Isis on a Swiss castle. You can find it everywhere, especially in Switzerland. Well, the name means Isis. It's from the French word Suisse. It means sisters of Isis, Suisse. And it became in German Schwitz, Schwiitz, Schwester Isis, and finally Schweiz. But in English, it's still very near to the Swiss German pronunciation, the Switzers, or Switzerland, like Schwitz. As in German they say Schweiz, so actually the English pronunciation is far more nearer to the original. So that's Isis on the castle. That's Madonna. They're all showing the Isis thing, yeah. The horns on her head. Well, that's Isis. There again. It's all Isis cult. All the Isis cult pop stars. It's all nobility, it's Isis cult. So the guy just told me I have to pay 10 francs. Well, I suppose they're rich enough, you know, so why should I pay 10 francs? You Swiss serpent. The world is gonna know what you did, you Swiss serpent, you snake, you Swiss snake.
I think this guy has an Octagon t-shirt, who's working here. Probably calling the cops because of me. They call the police because of nothing.
Hey, you Swiss snake. You Swiss serpent. What do you do? What do you do to the world, eh? We know you're a bunch of serpents.
I'm Swiss, I'm driving a Ferrari, you know. It's too quick, well, I think it's Octagonal. He's part of the gang, you know.
There you are, Swissy. And one day the world will know how you Swiss rodent have been gnawing at the pillars of world peace, of humanity. And the world will find out what you've been doing with your banks and your mercenaries and your Octagon thing, financing Hitler and the First World War with the German Emperor. You've been gnawing at world peace all along, smiling through your teeth, eh? And one day you were lying with your feet up. Up in the air. Swissy, the world will know what you've done to us, to mankind, you parasite.
What was that? Phoenix with some reptilians there? That's charming. Yeah, they wanted me to pay 10 francs. So I told them, you know, you've already got all the Nazi gold, so why should I pay?
And she said, well, the others did it as well, you know.
So yeah, well, we stopped Mr. Hitler. You financed him. That's what I said. Bastards. Well, you know, actually, I lost my grandfather, you know, in the Second World War, fighting the Nazis, so. Well, that's where the Virgin was looking out, probably, as long as it lasted. So there's the castle, here's the lake. Somewhere over there is Interlaken, still snow, it's in August, in the summer, August 2014. Snow never goes away, eternal. A lot of places to hide stuff, eh? Even the look of even this has been made like a sun hieroglyph, you know. Oh, they really like to go into details, eh? What's the serpent? What's that? And of course this is the bear, like in John. The beast. Is this the beast, I tell you? Swiss winged witch. There's some reptilians more. So this is the entrance of the castle. The outer wall, and then there's an inner wall. and another wall, and another wall. It's like going into a Swiss bank and trying to find your safe where you have your Nazi gold, eh? So this is the beast, the bear here, Switzerland, like in the Revelations. This is some pharaonic stuff, probably papyrus. The goat, the crescent moon with the nobility. They're not really sure if they're really Muslims. It's like being in a Freemason lodge, you know. It doesn't matter if you're a Muslim or Christian or whatever. It's the same stuff anyway. Only the difference is, you know, if you go to the Catholic Church or the Jesuits, there's a far larger amount of pedophiles, as in Islam or the Judaism or Buddhism or Hinduism, which is a typical Catholic or Christian thing, you know, to rape children. So, well, here's there is the castle, and this is a kindergarten. In the next sequence, there's a slip of the tongue. I wanted to say that the male line died out, of course. But I said the female line died out. Well, that almost never happens. Not in the Western world, it does. So, the male line died out, and that happens a lot. You know, the problem with kings and royals, you know, they can't find a male line. And actually the male line died out, you know, because Egypt is very feminine. And if the female mind is more dominant, as it is in the West, which we can see happening, the more and more females and less males getting born. Because the whole society, you know, you get like oppressed here if you're male. Unless you are like a garden gnome and they always say yes, darling, no, darling, like Mr. Jesus on the cross, like. And who can only move his head, you know, so you can only nod his head and say yes, darling, no, darling. This is really the symbolism behind it. You know, this is the Black Widow. Well, it isn't, but I mean, it fits in the story, like. And so you can see it in a couple, like if the female is dominant, you know, you get little girls, even if the guy pretends to be like a macho, like. But if it's if it really is the male, like in Muslim countries, it's more men getting born, statistically. So it's all in the mind, it plays a real role. So in the end they lose anyway, you know, just because they don't have any more man. So, like it says in the Bible, the first will be the last and the last will be the first. And this is really happening, especially with the nobility. They got all the power and it's really female led, it's Egyptian. Because the pharaohs, they became the aristocracy. And which was the only civilization in the antiques. That was very female dominated. Matriarchy. Difficult word. Okay, well, I can talk ages about it. But I just wanted to tell you, it was a slip of the tongue. I meant to say that the male line died out. So it says they were from the castle, they were the free lords of Oberhofen. Of the upper court, and somewhere in time the female line died out. The sisters of Isis, it's always the same here. Suisse, Sœur d'Isis. The female line died out. There you can see the Swiss Templar there. With the bear. Bear, three things, Isis, Horus and Seth. Was that a dragon? And the Templar. It's related. So this is about 2,000 feet above sea level. Yeah. 600 meter.
oberhalb vom Meer.
So the water is here, but still it's like half a kilometer over the sea level. Well, that's good for pirates, eh? Swiss pirates. Even palm trees here. That's snow. Pyramid. Snow in August. The Swiss neighbor was testing his machine gun just around the corner.